This is the Riverside Cyclone Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Joining us now, Bryce Payton, head coach of the Cyclones. And, well, last week the Cyclones played host to Sabetha. Sabetha, a team that obviously is very tough each and every year. Sabetha wins at 42-0. So, Coach, we'll start with this. Just what went wrong last week?
I think we just ran out of gas. You know, we started off really well defensively, and, we just couldn't sustain it. And, you know, Sabetha, that's what they do. That's why they do what they do. They kind of wear teams down. And, we had a lot of guys tapping their helmet, needing a breather. And when they're, you know, used to, you know, pushing on people over and over and over again, and just kind of struggled a little bit there. And our offense didn't help us out sustaining drives. And that would have helped keep us in the game there. But, you know, honestly, I think that the 42-0 score in the final was not indicative of the game that we played.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at it, it was scoreless after the first quarter, so your guys obviously hung in there, and as you said, just kind of got worn down there in the second half. And I know something you talked to me about before we started here was just the run game didn't really get going either. Was that something you looked at also?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when teams are giving you a light box, you know, we should be able to run the football, and that was kind of a point of emphasis. I thought we'd be all right there, be able to kind of sustain drives and rely on the run game to keep the clock moving. But we just didn't get it done up front enough, and forced our hand into passing. And, you know, they did a good job of dropping, you know, 7-8 at times and made it really difficult for us to convert long conversions.
Now, although it was a tough game overall, was there anybody that maybe stepped up and you wanted to talk about a little bit that really stood out to you as guys, maybe some of the younger guys maybe stepped up?
Percy Duncan, you know, we moved him kind of to a slot this last week to give Kobe a few more playmakers on the outside. And I think he ended with 7 catches, which is something, a definite positive for our wide receivers. And, you know, for a lot of the game, you know, we had some guys that played really, really well. You know, I told the kids after the game that there was lots of them that that played really, really good for a short amount of time. And the times when others didn't play well is when things went south. But, you know, I do want to brag upon, you know, Chase Walters and Braden Roop. They played pretty well. Probably one of the best games I've seen them play to this point.
Well, now when you shift the look here coming up on this Friday night, you'll have Hiawatha on the road. Hiawatha, a team that's kind of had an up-and-down start to this season. And with that talk about the Hiawatha Redhawks, we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Riverside Cyclones Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Riverside Cyclones Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Bryce Payton of the Cyclones. And, well, Coach, you look ahead to this week, Hiawatha. Their team has kind of had an up-and-down start to the year. They fall to Troy in their opening game of the year. And then they come back last week and beat Perry LeCompton, who was the team that was in the state championship game a year ago. Obviously lost a lot off of that team, but still a good win for Hiawatha. So what do you look at with the Redhawks?
It is kind of an up-and-down season for a lot of teams, and you just still never know what teams have got up to this point. And, you know, I think they do a good job of running the football and sticking with the run and not getting away from it. And that's what I've noticed in the first couple games. And I think they got some athletes that if they get to the outside, then it's going to be an easy 6 for them. So they pose some different challenges for us this week.
I know earlier before we went on here, you talked about their defensive line playing so well last week against Perry LeCompton. What are some things that their defensive line can also present for your offense?
Their front three I thought did really well against Perry and gave them some trouble and fits with their linemen and made their quarterback scramble and get outside the pocket early. I thought when Perry was able to sit back and find a hole in the zones and man coverage that they ran, you know, I thought they did pretty well in the air. But, you know, for the most part, I thought, you know, Hiawatha had the advantage up front, and that was pretty evident.
So, Coach, when you go into this game, what's the biggest thing you want to see from your guys? I mean, obviously you're coming off a really tough loss to Sabetha, but you're trying to bounce back here. So what do you feel like you need to see if your guys able to rebound here on Friday against Hiawatha?
Cutting down on the easy things, you know, no turnovers. And, you know, which we didn't have any last week, but stay with no turnovers and limit the, you know, penalties. You know, we shouldn't have penalties, brain farts on the penalties, and you know, just be able to run the football. If we can't run the football, then it doesn't matter how good a passing game we ever have. When they back up eight, it's going to be trouble for us. So we've got to be able to establish a run game and keep them off balance to be able to use our play action.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck at Hiawatha coming up on Friday night. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Johnny. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach, thank you. Bryce Payton, head coach of the Riverside Cyclones, joining us on our locker room chats. Brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office here on FM 103.9 KZA.